Hi guys, it's Elliot from 4ZZZ. I was diagnosed with prostate cancer last year, so I'm on a mission to get more guys thinking about their health. It's important to know your family history of prostate cancer and get talking about the disease. You can reach out to Prostate Cancer Foundation of Australia for more information. Visit pcfa.org.au today. It's time to take action and look after yourselves. 4ZZZ cares about our communities.
Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Molly and Lauren with your 9am Zedlines. In local news, three Queensland First Nations native food businesses have received state backing to develop their products and expand. The state government's Indigenous Native Food Program aims to help First Nations owned and operated businesses develop and commercialise new products. The businesses receive targeted support from researchers, including consumer-led formula development, shelf life assessment, and practical scale-up. The Indigenous food industry is currently valued at $50 million, yet it's estimated that less than 2% of native food products are produced by First Nations peoples.
A warning to our listeners that the next story contains mentions of sexual assault. A Brisbane mum is suing the Queensland government after she allegedly suffered severe physical and sexual abuse under the state's childcare foster system. Penelope Jane McCarr claims in court documents she was raped by another boy whilst in a foster home when she was just 10 years old and was then allegedly forced to live with the same child at another placement. Lawyers of the 24-year-old have filed an almost $2 million claim in the Queensland Supreme Court against the state of Queensland over the alleged abuse and neglect she suffered.
In national news, a New South Wales mining company that breached its water licence will not be prosecuted for draining more than 1,000 megalitres of water, the equivalent of 500 Olympic swimming pools. The Boggabri coal mine in the state's northwest will be required to backpay for the water and to fit new water meters. But environmental group Lock the Gate said the decision to not prosecute was out of touch with community expectations. Local farmer Sally Hunter told the ABC, quote, "It potentially encourages coal mining companies to commit serious crimes like water theft with effectively no serious penalty," end quote.
Owners of small cinemas in Australia are calling for more flexibility from film distributors to help them survive. Film distributors place strict conditions on their films, including a minimum number of screenings per day or week. For cinemas with only one screen, these conditions can severely limit the choices of movies available to their community. Glenbrook cinema owner Ben Curran says film distributors should allow smaller cinemas to put on movies at times when they know people want to come.
And in international news, a speaking tour of Australia by the son of former United States President Donald Trump has been postponed. A promoter for the tour told Sky News Trump Jr.'s tour was delayed as a result of the Australian government not approving his visa in time. A visa was granted 24 hours before he was scheduled to depart the US, and a spokesperson for Home Affairs Minister Claire O'Neill has said it's his choice whether he comes or not, but there's no immigration impediment to him coming. A petition calling for Trump Jr. to be denied a visa to Australia had attracted more than 21,000 signatures as of last night. Before the postponement was announced, Trump Jr. said, quote, "It was clear the same disease of woke identity politics and cancel culture that crippled the US has clearly taken hold in Australia," end quote.
And for your weather today, Brisbane is mostly sunny with a 5% chance of rain. It's currently 14 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 24. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 3, which is in the moderate band. That's all your news for 9am. We'll be back at 10am with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4ZZZ.org.au to read more.